And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, January 22nd, 2014. Getting on to the end of the month there, into the heart of the cold, hard winter. We've got so much to talk about today. Syria, all kinds of stuff going on there. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we're going to start right off with the top story here. Apparently, there's been another campus shooting. This one over at the University of Oklahoma at Norman. Shots fired on campus. Still waiting to get details on that. These shootings on campuses are starting to happen way too often to be legit. And I think Obama is back on his thing about finding some way to convince Americans that you don't need those pesky guns. We, the government and the police, we have all the guns that you need, and you can just give us your guns and all will be well, which is, of course, what the Nazis were telling the German people there. The other big news, of course, is over in Syria at the Geneva II talks, and it looks like the whole process is dead on arrival between world condemnation over disinviting Iran and a very vocal spat between Ban Ki-moon and the Syrian representative. They've already called it off. It's dead on arrival. It's a complete and utter failure. So any attempts to use Geneva II to legitimize the coup d'etat against Assad, it's basically dead on arrival here. And apparently Ban Ki-moon got up and spent 25 minutes going on and on about the crisis in Syria, and really we need a new government in there and so forth. Then when the Syrian representative got up and started to talk about how all these outside governments are funding and supporting the hired mercenaries and how the United States lied about the August 21st attack, Ban Ki-moon attempted to cut him off at 7 minutes, which led to this major disagreement. And at this point, it just looks like nothing's going to happen because, of course, Assad is not going to step down, and the U.S. is coming with the attitude the only thing they'll accept is Assad stepping down. So this thing is basically dead on arrival, getting criticism again from around the world. Over in the Independent, the British press is saying, yeah, Iran should have been part of it. Ousting Iran and just loading up Geneva II with Syria's opposition, there was never a chance anything productive was going to come out of this. John Kerry is still reiterating Assad has to go. He cannot be part of the new transitional government. Looks like Kerry is not going to get his chance to get up there and say anything because he was not due to arrive in, at the Geneva II conference until Friday, and it looks like there's going to be an empty building by then as of the last resort. Now, the United States government is still taking the position that Syria's Assad is illegitimate, which is a very reckless claim for President Obama to be making, given the circumstances of his birth, Frank Marshall Davis. But on a more serious note, the United States government has already demonstrated it is illegitimate by violating the Constitution with all this NSA spying, with the massive election fraud that we see in this country time and time again. So I'd be very careful waving around that label illegitimate, because the legitimacy of the United States government is very much in question, not only around the world, but here in the American people. Now, of course, it was to be expected that just before the Geneva II conference cranked up, a new report on Assad's torture of his own people came out. All these horrible pictures, none of which are sourced. There's no provenance on any of them. And it's a smear campaign because it turns out Qatar, which was funding some of the hired mercenaries and is a U.S. ally in the region, hired a British law firm to put together this report saying Assad is doing bad things. And it's no more legit than last August's claim that Syria's Assad was gassing his own Alawite supporters with sarin gas. And even the UN chemical weapons inspectors have backed off their initial report and said, well, actually, we didn't really find any traces of sarin there. And frankly, it looks to us like it was the rebels as well. So we have the United States with this long track record of lying to start wars, whether it's Assad and sarin gas, Saddam Hussein and nuclear weapons, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mines in Havana Harbor, and on and on and on, trying it again and apparently still thinking the people of planet Earth, and especially Americans, are just dumb enough to buy whatever the government's going to say. And frankly, it doesn't look like it was working. Of course, Syria immediately came out and said the photos are fake. We don't know where they're from. And again, because of the long track record of lies by the U.S. government, we have to give Syria the benefit of the doubt here. Because we've caught the U.S. lying to start wars before. And it doesn't look like the U.S. has changed its behavior or its attitude at all. But this was all bought and paid for here, and we're already seeing articles come out like activistpost.com, 5 reasons why the latest report on Syria war crimes might not be true. And at this point, that's the safe and prudent assumption. The burden of proof is on the U.S. government to prove their claims. We did that last August. Given your track record lying about Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons, if you're going to say Assad gassed his own people, where is your proof?
We can't show you the proof. It will compromise intelligence sources, blah, 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 blah.
So already, this thing's only been out for a few days, and already people are just saying, yeah, this is just more of the same USDA choice bovine excrement being shoveled at us with a snowblower, those that are not being used to dig the Northeast out right now. Over at Pravda, they came out, Syria and the West's stupidity, pointing out that issuing this report claiming that Assad is committing torture of prisoners is a very reckless move for the United States to make, given the United States' own record at Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, and these various other CIA torture centers that have been exposed around the world. So it's a classic case of the pot calling the kettle black. We have an illegitimate government claiming Assad is illegitimate, and we have a government that's engaging in torture of prisoners to extract confessions, shouting, oh, they're torturing people in Syria. The U.S. government does not have a moral platform to stand on to hurl accusations like this. And, of course, the American corporate media is out there saying that Syrian torture horrifies everybody in the United States. No, it doesn't. We know it's nonsense. It's junk. Remember the last time they were screaming chemical weapons and we got a photo of one of the chemical weapons containers? It came from Cargill here in the United States of America. They're lying to you again to send your children out to another war of conquest, another battle in this ongoing war over just which piece of ink and paper will be used by the planet for the foreseeable future. And I'd like to remind you all, of course, of this article that appeared in the Daily Mail in Great Britain. This was back in January, just about a year ago. U.S.-backed plan to launch chemical weapon attack on Syria and blame it on Assad's regime. It's an open secret. The U.S. government is engaging in these frauds and deceptions. In this latest report, bought and paid for by Qatar, prepared by some lawyers in Great Britain, that discredits it right there. You got lawyers preparing a report on chemical weapons, or rather on torture? I don't think so. Lawyers are not paid to tell the truth. Lawyers are paid to win at all costs. You go to any law school in America, the first thing they teach the kids is truth doesn't matter. You are a hired gun to win for your client no matter what it takes. And again, anytime you see one of these new reports coming out about how Assad is doing this or Iran is doing that, go back and remember the lies about Saddam Hussein and Iraq having nuclear weapons. And we just pointed out, I reprised the lie of the century, which obviously now got competition, to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, where we went through and we tore apart and exposed every single piece of fraudulent information, faked photos, mislabeled photos, used to try and convince you that your only choice in life was to fling your babies onto the Iraqi bayonets. Now they want you to fling your babies onto the Syrian bayonets. And I already know what we're going to hear from the White House on this one. Because Syria refused to discuss any options at Geneva II. The only option remaining is war. They're going to use this collapse of this process as a justification for invasion. Syria won't talk. We have a right to invade. It's coming. It's coming. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, Iran has announced they are about to reveal evidence of sponsors of terrorism operating in the Middle East. And they're saying basically Iran is going to present specific documents and evidence before international organizations to demonstrate how all of these terrorist operations in Iraq, Yemen, Lebanon, Syria, and other countries are coming from external sources and possibly nation states. That's going to be embarrassing to some people. And, of course, the U.S. will say, oh, it's just the Iranians. They're lying about us again. So, anyway, now there's been another one of these convenient Islamist videos claiming responsibility for the Volgograd terrorist attacks, where this video's come out and two men have claimed responsibility for the bomb attack. They're just pumping this terror idea. Just think terror, just think Muslims. When you hear the word terror, just think Muslim. Just, they're trying to associate the two irrevocably in your mind here. But remember, a lot of these videos turn out to be fake. Remember Adam Gadon, the American Al-Qaeda, and all the videos he was making. And it turned out his real name is Adam Perlman. And he's a phony. Same thing with Yusuf Al-Khattab, who ran the Revolution Muslim website out of Brooklyn, New York. And his real name was Joseph Cohen. He was a fake. It's all fakes out there. And they're just pumping this stuff out there, trying to, you know, hear the word terror, think Muslim. Because only Muslims commit acts of terror. And if you think otherwise, you're a filthy, dirty anti-Semite. Apparently John McCain is very upset that there is not yet an invasion of Syria. He certainly wants that to go on out there. And he says, he's saying that Obama, you know, the problem is Obama waiting for congressional approval. And John McCain is apparently introducing a bill to allow a president to declare war without congressional approval. Now, this, of course, is completely unconstitutional. Only Congress can declare a war. Under the War Powers Act, the president can respond to an emergency by deploying U.S. military assets for a period of 30 days, after which he has to get permission from the Congress. But McCain, who I think is still dreaming about sitting in the Oval Office himself, he wants to just basically walk off that Constitution and say, no, the president has all the power. He can declare war, and we loyal Americans, meaning your kids, just have to follow and go on off and do that. We're hearing that the Pentagon has just put forward a new plan to keep U.S. forces, meaning your sons and daughters, in Afghanistan after the end of this year, despite all the promises made about how we were going to be out of Afghanistan. And they're using as an excuse the turmoil inside Iraq. After the U.S. forces pulled out and the U.S. puppet regime can't keep a lid on the country, the Iraqi people are rising up. They're getting ready to kick out their U.S. puppet regime the same way Iran did in 1979. And they're using that as, see, we have to keep our soldiers inside Afghanistan. You know, we're bringing democracy there. And if those Afghani people don't democratically support our puppet regime, we have to shoot them until they understand what democracy really means in the West. Meanwhile, the United States is going to expand its rapid reaction force based in Spain. Now, what that means is around the world, the U.S. keeps these military forces able to deploy rapidly to any trouble zone on the planet. This is not unlike the Roman Empire, which maintained legions at key locations all across the empire, where if a province started showing any tendency to revolt or break away or stop sending stuff to Imperial Rome, that the legions were within a few days' march or a few weeks' march of going on in there and kicking some butt, to be very honest about that. Of course, then Rome lost three entire legions in Germany, in the Teutoburg Forest, and no longer had enough legions to police their entire empire, and that's when the outlying provinces began to break away, and Rome began to fall. So that's what these rapid reaction forces the United States maintains are, the Imperial Legions. And they want to expand the one based in Spain because they're anticipating, well, there's probably going to be some people we want to invade in that part of the world here. Now, getting on over to the Sochi Olympics, the latest story coming out of there is that the Olympic athletes are receiving terror threats via email. Oh, the Olympians are being threatened. They're getting all these horrible emails from those evil Muslims threatening to come in and kill them and so forth and so on. Of course, it's getting a lot of press, which is what this is designed to do. Because we know the current motto of the corporate media networks, all terror, all the time. Don't think, don't reason, don't ask questions, just be afraid and get ready to go after those Muslims when the false flag terror attack happens. And it does seem like they're just ladling it on. In fact, all of these, this flood of stories with terror this and terror that and the rest of it, it reminds me very much of the weeks leading up to the 9/11 false flag, when we were just getting all this terror and Osama bin Laden all over the corporate media. It was a pre-sale. Now, adding to that story, of course, Israel is now claiming that they have thwarted a potential terrorist attack on the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv. Shin Bet is taking bows on this one, but it's already come out that this was a classic entrapment. Shin Bet undercover agents went out, found some patsies, asked them to research ammonium nitrate fertilizer on the web, which these patsies did without taking any privacy precautions, which made it very easy to build a case. Oh, they're looking at ammonia nitrate fertilizers. And they were going to bomb the embassy, and they're trying, again, it's a setup, like we've seen so many here in the United States of America, trying to just convince everybody there's a terror threat that justifies all this tyranny and dictatorship here. By the way, a little note about ammonium nitrate and fuel oil explosives. They stink. They have a very noticeable smell. It is, in fact, rather difficult to use one of those covertly, because everybody around starts saying, what the heck is that smell? Smells like bovine poo mixed with 30 weight. Now, over in Russia, Russia is once again condemning the protests taking place in Kiev, which continue to escalate, and reiterating their claim, these are being driven from abroad. These are outside agent provocateurs, well-funded, who came on in and started trying to cause a ruckus to drive the current government from power and install a new Western-friendly puppet regime. The issue is the European Union, because everything in Ukraine was just fine and peaceful and calm and dandy until the government of the Ukraine decided maybe they did not want to join the European Union, and maybe they didn't want the Ukrainian people enslaved to the European Central Bank issuing the euro as a loan at interest. And as soon as the Ukrainian government came out and said, we don't want to do that, that's when all these protests fanned up. It is a repeat of what the U.S. attempted to do in Iran in 2009. And it's really obvious. Once you understand this is how the government plays the game, it's very easy to spot when it's going on. Meanwhile, China has decided to base one of their patrol ships in one of the Paracel Islands, which is one of the disputed islands in the South China Sea. Now, remember, back in 2008, China and Japan were on the verge of an agreement to share the islands and share the resources, share the cost of development, share the in the outflow, and it was the United States that went to Japan and said, no, those islands are yours. You've got to stand up to China. We'll give you weapons, and you've got to stand up to China, because the goal of the United States right now is to get into a state of war with China, even if it's not actually being fought, just a declared war. We're in a state of war with China. So that all the U.S. allies around the world would be forced to stop using the yuan, the renminbi, and go back to being slaves to the U.S. dollar borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. I want to talk a little bit more about false flags, because most people tend to think that this is kind of a new thing that is part of the 20th and 21st centuries, and that's absolutely not true. And we know about the Levant affair. We know about how Israel, when it attacked the USS Liberty, initially tried to blame Egypt for it. And until word got out, it was Israel. And then Israel said, oh, it was cloudy, it was foggy, we couldn't see. And if you doubt us, you're an anti-Semite. But the reality is, and I just put a story up at the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, Fake Terror, the Road to War and Dictatorship. And it goes through a very brief historical overview of all the world leaders who rose to power and transformed their societies into dictatorships by creating an enemy with which to scare their own population. Those of you who are familiar with the story of the slave revolt led by Spartacus are probably familiar with a guy by the name of Marcus Licinius Crassus. Crassus actually invented the fire department. Of course, the way he ran it, when a building in Rome would catch on fire, he would race to the scene with his firefighting slaves and offer to buy the building for a fraction of its cost. And if the owner sold, Crassus's slaves would put out the fire. And if the owner refused to sell, they'd let it burn to the ground. Very effective. Marcus Licinius Crassus became the largest landowner in Rome and wealthiest man in Rome, probably in the entire world at the time. And at that time, Rome was still a republic with very strict limits on what the rulers could do. So when the Spartacus slave revolt happened, Crassus arranged for the Spartacus slaves to not be able to leave Italy, which is what they wanted to do. And using two legions to sort of box him in, forced Spartacus to march toward Rome. And of course, the Romans were just in a panic. Oh my goodness, the slave army is coming here. The gladiators are coming here and they're going to do bad things. And they were spooked into voting Crassus the position of praetor. And then Crassus went out, crushed the Spartacus rebellion, crucified them all. Pompey took credit, but Crassus was elected to first consul following that victory. And that was the beginning of the transition away from the Roman Republic into the era of the godlike emperors. We certainly know how Adolf Hitler used the Reichstag fire and the attack on the Gleiwitz radio station to transform Germany from a republic into the Third Reich. We know how the U.S. government and the media hoaxed us about the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor to get us into the Spanish-American War. We all know how the Johnson lied about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin attacking the USS Maddox to get us into Vietnam. Lies about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction to get us into Iraq. So that's how they do it. And there's nothing new with doing it. And they got away with it all this time because the means of mass communication have been under government control. But we're in a new age of peer-to-peer sharing of information. And those old methods don't work any longer, and yet they persist in trying to use them. And they're still trying to figure out some way they can move this war agenda forward to conquer all the resource-rich areas of the world so they sell those resources only for the dollar. So the U.S. gets a piece of the action, just like the mafia. You know, we get a piece of your action. I don't care what you're doing. Butcher, baker, candlestick maker, we get a piece of the action. Or we send the enforcers around. That's what this is really all about. Propping it up. Now, Russia's President Putin has just reiterated that Russia's defense still rests on the concept of the nuclear triad. Now, that's a phrase that originated at the height of the Cold War, and it referred to a three-pronged nuclear strategy, both by Russia and the United States of America, consisting of land-based nuclear-tipped ICBMs, nuclear-armed bombers, and, of course, the nuclear ballistic missile submarines. And Russia has maintained all of that hardware just as the United States has, although the United States' latest hardware does not seem to really be worth the money spent on it. And the only reason for Putin to be making this comment at this particular time is he's trying to send a clear and unequivocal message to the United States, no further. Do not invade any more countries. You are encroaching on our strategic interests. These money junkies are risking the nuclear incineration of the planet in their argument over just whose piece of paper and ink will be the global currency for the next century. They've got all their prepper bunkers. If they burn it all up, well, now we lost. We rolled the dice and we lost. And, you know, so about 6 billion people got killed. That's more room for the rest of us, you know. By the way, Russia is now deploying the latest class of attack submarine, the Yasin, which is a very credible weapon. And it's a replacement for the Alpha and the Akula. And does include in its arsenal, even though it's an attack submarine, it is also able to deploy nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. So Russia is trying to basically send a message that if the United States pushes into Syria and Iran and pushes on to a war with Russia and China, it is absolutely not a guarantee the United States will win. And we already know the United States is militarily exhausted, financially exhausted. They lack the manufacturing, the money, the manpower, and the moral law to prevail in a conventional land war, such as we saw in Big Mistake Number 1 and Big Mistake Number 2. And that means when they cross that line, somewhere between really cranking up World War III and final capitulation by the United States government, it will go nuclear. And it's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. And for the bankers who are behind all of this, that is an acceptable risk. We're, you know, millions of you will die, but that's a loss I am willing to take. So saith the money junkies here. Speaking of money junkies and bankers, we're seeing more and more alerts being raised by people inside the financial sector that they cannot hold off the collapse any longer. The overprinting by the Federal Reserve to prop up the government and the stock market is starting to really hammer the value of the dollar. But when the Federal Reserve stops that printing or even slows it down, it's going to crash the stock market. We know that Germany's legislature is considering passing a law to demand the return of all their gold from the New York Federal Reserve at once, right the heck now. And, of course, we know the New York Federal Reserve can't do it because they've been taking the gold for deposit in the front door and leasing it or selling it out the back door, and they just don't have it anymore. They can't hold this thing together much longer. And that's one of the reasons they're really, really working as hard as they can to get the war going. Because once there's a real state of war all over the world, we're in World War III, you know, real Americans will just ignore all the crime and corruption we've seen in politics and Wall Street. We've all got to pull together to win the big one. And that's why the bums rush is on, and I'm very, very concerned with all these stories about terror, that somebody is planning a major false flag at the Olympics, something designed to anger the Americans and certainly all the world's Christians against those gosh darn evil Muslims. Now, another story about the economy. This came out of VidRebel at WordPress. The Russo-Chinese pincer movement against the U.S. Treasury and the Fed. And the story is out here. They know the crash is coming. It's unavoidable. They can't stop it. So now the rush is on to figure out some way the U.S. government and Wall Street can blame it on somebody else. It's Russia's fault. They did this. It's China's fault. They did it to us. And they're putting out some pretty ridiculous stuff there, like the China's going to buy the Federal Reserve. Why would they want it? It's nothing but worthless ink and paper. China has a solid value-backed currency supported by manufacturing and agriculture. They're not going to dump that for the Federal Reserve. Very alarming story coming out of SilverDoctors.com. J.B. Sleer asks, is the paper ratio in silver and gold much wider than 100 to 1? And he's basically looked at it and he says, it is now a 400 to 1 ratio. In other words, for every 1 ounce of physical gold that is available, there are 400 ounces of paper gold out there in these futures contracts. When those contracts come due, and the people holding those contracts do not want to roll it over, do not want to accept the cash equivalent plus a premium, when they demand the physical gold they contracted for, and it's not there, the whole commodities market is going to come crashing down. So if you have physical silver and gold, you hang on to it right now, because when that commodities paper gold illusion, the bullion mania, we'll call it, when it collapses, people holding physical are going to be sitting really well. Republic Trading Group, get your gold and silver from them. We'll be right back.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a seven-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the economy, and the news continues to be bad. As you're probably already aware, it was an absolutely disastrous retail Christmas holiday shopping season. We're seeing all stores are announcing closings and layoffs. Texas Instruments is going to cut 1,100 jobs worldwide, trying to basically keep the company going here. Sears is closing their flagship store in Chicago. Now, for those of you not familiar with the term, the flagship store is the best one, the biggest one, the one that they shoot all the commercials in and take pictures of for brochures and websites. And Sears is closing their store, and basically they're moving more to online retailing, which does, unfortunately, sadly, make business sense, and it means all these workers in retail are joining the huge and growing ranks of the permanently jobless. In a way, it's kind of closing Sears' historical circle, because Sears actually began as a mail-order company. It was the famous Sears catalog would go on out. You'd find it in outhouses all across America, and people would order from the catalog, and it would be delivered through the mail or Wells Fargo delivery or something like that. And they're going to go back to that business model, and they're just letting their retail stores go. And it's kind of rough because it's going to increase the unemployment problem, but retail kind of did it to themselves. Because as we've commented time and again, when you go into a retail store, the reason you're going in there and willing to spend the extra money is you want instant gratification. But retail outlets, because of inventory tax laws and various other situations, they have been cutting down their selection. We even saw it during this last Christmas. You go into a store, and it's basically 500 each of the five items the statisticians are saying that the average consumer can be persuaded to buy. And there's very little selection. There's very little choice left there. And that's not something that reinforces that instant gratification aspect. Plus, of course, we saw this with the beginning with companies like Circuit City, which fired their highly paid employees who knew the products and knew how to work with them and could help the customers set them up and deal with the problems, to be replaced by minimum wage workers who don't even know what the store is selling, let alone how to actually use it. And so it's made the retail experience very negative, and more people are buying things online. I'm doing most of my shopping online now because I can't find what I need at the local stores. Now, Target has just announced they're canceling their own internal health care coverage for all part-time employees and encouraging them to go out and sign up for Obamacare. And now that Target has done it, we're going to see all the other major employers in the country do the same thing. The way Obamacare is set up is going to encourage it. And we know what's going to happen. These part-time workers who couldn't afford health insurance before and certainly cannot afford the more expensive Obamacare policies are simply going to go without insurance. They'll pay the little IRS fine on their taxes, and they'll be uninsured. The stated purpose of the Affordable Care Act was that everybody in the United States would have health insurance, and the actual net result is more Americans are now uninsured than before the act went into effect. Between all those canceled policies, and fewer people are signing up than had their policies canceled, and now all the part-time workers are going to lose their existing coverage, it's a failure. It's a complete failure. Documents have now surfaced saying that the White House was, in fact, told months before the launch of healthcare.gov that the website was not ready. Remember when it first launched and it was an absolute unmitigated disaster, and Obama's statement on the media was, nobody told me there were going to be problems. I had no idea. Remember in Harry Truman's day, he had a sign on the desk in the Oval Office, the buck stops here. And I guess in Obama's Oval Office, the sign says, buck? I never saw a buck. Nobody showed me a buck. And now documents have surfaced saying that absolutely the White House did in fact know, were fully informed by CGI Federal, that the website had huge, huge problems. It's still wide open on security. In fact, healthcare.gov is rated in the bottom half of all websites in terms of its security. Now, over in Great Britain, they're running into some problems there because there's a whole social benefits system there that is being cut in the name of austerity, and it's already being predicted this is going to result in mass evictions of people from their homes. So how is the British government going to handle this crisis? Are they going to try and change the law and take care of their people? No. As a matter of fact, the police have asked the Home Secretary to approve the use of water cannons across the country. Police chiefs in Britain are saying water cannons are needed to be deployed now because more austerity measures are likely to lead to continued protest. So they're grabbing the money from the people, they're giving it to the money junkies, and when the people get angry, they are arming and preparing themselves to put you down and say, government-enforced poverty is now the new normal, get used to it or we will hurt you. Now, we have talked many times about the disconnect between the stock market and the real state of an economy. And that's true not just in the United States, but in other countries, because apparently down in Venezuela, their stock market is at an all-time high. But the people, the ordinary people, are beginning to run out of food because there isn't enough currency in circulation at the grassroots level to keep the economy ticking along. The same situation we have here in the United States of America. In fact, my wife and I were down at the local Safeway the other day, and there were so many empty shelves. And it was a bit of a shock because I remember when I was in grade school and getting propagandized about how great America was and how evil the Soviet Union was, and they would show all these pictures of supermarkets in the Soviet Union with just all these empty shelves because of all the shortages that were going on under the Soviet system. And here we are in the United States of America under you know, what we call capitalism, which is to take money away from those who are working and give it to those who are not, which are the bankers. And we have the same shortages in the supermarket now. It's getting very, very difficult. It's doubly difficult when we're trying to find food for these hungry programs that we're supporting here. Meanwhile, over in Israel, Canada's Prime Minister Stephen Harper's just having a great time. He visited the Western Wall, and the throngs of Israelis are just reaching out to touch the hem of his garment. They are so much in love with him. Harper's more popular in Israel than he is in Canada. Frankly, based on some of the email I'm getting from Canadians, Harper might want to seriously think about canceling that return ticket, because he's actually angered a lot of Canadian people here. And apparently, to add insult to injury, Stephen Harper decided he was going to serenade Netanyahu with a rousing rendition of Hey Jude at the piano. Apparently, he's a fairly decent musician. But I think for most people, Stephen Harper just jumped the shark. Because his fawning and davening in Tel Aviv and everything, it's reached pathetic and silly degrees. Now, I want to mention something. If you look in the Criminal Code of Canada under Section 139, it says, everyone who willfully attempts in any manner to obstruct, pervert, or defeat the course of justice in a judicial proceeding is guilty of an indictable offense and liable to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 2 years, or an offense, and it goes on. It's a very, very long thing. But here's the point. Canada recently issued a warning to Palestine not to take Israel to the International Criminal Court. Canada's doing so is a clear, direct violation of Canada Code 139. And it appears that Canada's government, just like that of the United States of America, is perfectly willing to violate their own laws to please Almighty Israel. Right now, the government of Canada and the government of the United States are entrants in the Olympic Israel butt smooch contest. And we're going to see who's going to get the gold medal and who will have to settle for the silver. Right now, it looks like Harper's aiming for the gold. That's where the bookmakers are saying, you know, oh, Stephen Harper's going to come home with the gold here. All right, there's the music. Got to take a break here for Phyllis Schlafly and for some commercials, and we will be right back.